You're familiar with the phrase, man's reach exceeds his grasp. It's a lie. Man's grasp exceeds his nerve. Society only tolerates one change at a time. First time I tried to change the world, I was hailed as a visionary. Second time, I was asked politely to retire. So here I am, enjoying my retirement.
David Bowie playing the inventor Nikola Tesla in The Prestige, a movie about science and magic from 2006. This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and I'm talking with Samantha Hunt, the author of a new novel about Tesla. It's called The Invention of Everything Else. Samantha, in your book, you describe a machine Tesla was working on at the end of his life, which he suggested could photograph a person's memories.
Yeah, that was one of his ideas, that you know, thoughts are electrical and can be recorded and are maybe reflected through the retina. So why can't we watch a movie of our thoughts, which I think is one of the most beautiful ideas I've ever heard. And so I make the box that as the invention. I'm completely guessing. I mean, the whole lure of writing about this era was that it seemed to be a time where there were no boundaries on possibility.
And nowadays, it seems like that kind of science would have a very tough time getting funded.
Exactly. I mean, I really think of him as one of the last, and hopefully this isn't true, but I really think of him as one of the last people who was inventing on his own. He didn't have funding from the Department of Defense, or he didn't have funding from Columbia University.
Samantha, you suggest in the novel that Tesla was really sort of an artist whose medium was science and technology.
I felt like when I was writing this, I knew tons of people who were painting masterpieces or who were writing great novels or writing great plays. But I didn't know anybody who took that creative bent and applied it to the world of science. You know, I didn't know anybody who was brewing up, you know, the human DNA and trying to cross it with an eagle's. Why, you know, we have the term experimental artist or experimental writer, but why don't we ever have the term experimental scientist? You know, someone who is really trying to cross these boundaries. So I do think that partly why Tesla has come on so strong in the recent years is that other creative people do feel that lack of artist inventors in the world and are kind of wondering, where are ours?
Samantha Hunt, thanks very much.
Thanks.